All right, ready to dive in. Today, it's virtual trade shows.
Ooh, virtual trade
We're
show.
not just like clicking through a website.
No.
We're talking recreating that energy you get at in-person events, but, online.
Okay, yeah.
Like the buzz, the networking, the cool product demos, all without leaving your desk chair.
All from your desk chair, I like it. It's been amazing to see how fast event organizers have adapted, right?
Total.
We've got this article from Event Anywhere. It's called 10 Tips for Creating a Virtual Trade Show.
Okay.
And it's full of ways to make these online events really stand out.
So no more like sad, static websites pretending to be events.
Exactly. More like stepping into this dynamic, interactive experience. You know,
Yep.
this article is really about capturing that in-person magic, but virtually.
I am intrigued. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty of their 10 tips,
Yeah.
set the scene for me. What are some key things? Event Anywhere highlights right off the bat.
Well, one thing that really stood out is just how much they focus on live interaction. It's not just throwing pre-recorded videos online and calling it a day. It's about
Right.
making attendees feel like they're part of something that's happening right now.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
I feel like the biggest complaint with virtual events is that they can feel, I don't know, a little one-sided, like
Totally.
you're just passively consuming content.
For sure. And that's why Event Anywhere really stresses building in those chances for two-way communication.
Okay.
They even suggest putting in things like real-time polling, live Q&A during presentations.
Ooh, I like that.
Keeps the audience engaged,
Yeah.
but it also provides really valuable feedback to the presenters as well.
Totally. It's like that instant feedback loop you get when you're presenting in person. You
Exactly.
can read the room, you can kind of adjust your approach based on how people are reacting.
Exactly. Now imagine going beyond just those structured presentations, right?
Okay.
Event Anywhere also talks about these virtual networking lounges. So picture stepping into a virtual space, and you can connect with other attendees through chat, video calls. They even have AI-powered matchmaking based on your interest.
Hold on, AI-powered matchmaking. Tell me more.
Yeah, it's like a virtual cocktail party, but instead of awkward small talk,
Please, anything but that.
you're connected with people who are there for the same reasons you are.
Oh, I like that. No more awkwardly hovering by the snack table, hoping to strike up a conversation.
Exactly. It's about making those connections way more intentional and relevant,
Yes.
which honestly can be a game changer in a trade show environment, virtual or in person.
Totally agree. Okay, I'm hooked.
Good.
So they've set the stage for a truly interactive experience.
Yeah.
Let's get into those 10 tips they lay out.
Okay.
What's first on the list?
First up, they go right to the heart of any good trade show, the expo hall.
Love a good expo hall.
But forget static images and long paragraphs. We're talking a totally immersive experience here.
Okay, so I'm picturing myself virtually strolling through, browsing different booths at my own pace. But how does that actually work?
So exhibitors can showcase their products, their services in all kinds of dynamic ways, right?
Okay.
Think videos, interactive demos, downloadable brochures, even live chat features so attendees can connect with a real person instantly.
I like that.
No more waiting for emails or phone calls.
Right.
It's like browsing an interactive catalog, but with that bonus of being able to ask questions and get immediate answers.
That's smart. It combines the best of online browsing with the personalized touch of an in-person event.
Precisely.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense. Now, let's talk about something that can be a real pain point at traditional trade shows, scheduling meetings. Oh, tell me about, I've lost count of how many times I've gone back and forth with emails trying to like nail down a meeting time.
The worst.
Especially at those huge conferences, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And then inevitably something comes up and you're scrambling to reschedule, you know.
Always.
But Event Anywhere, they've got a pretty cool solution for this. It's called self-service meeting booking.
Okay, break that down for me. How does that work?
So basically, attendees can just browse through exhibitor profiles, see their availability,
Okay.
and they can actually book meetings right there on the platform.
Oh, interesting.
No more email ping pong.
I
I like that. A win-win, you know?
Yeah, it seems like it would be a game changer for attendees, especially at those bigger events,
Totally.
trying to make the most of their time.
For sure. Streamlines everything, makes it super easy to connect with the exhibitors they're most interested in.
Exactly. And on the flip side, it helps exhibitors manage their schedules more efficiently.
Exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of connecting with exhibitors, what about product demos?
Yeah.
I feel like those can be hit or miss at virtual events, you know?
Yeah, you're right. There's definitely a risk of just sticking a pre-recorded video online and calling it a day.
Exactly.
But Event Anywhere, they suggest kind of a more balanced approach.
Okay.
They recommend having a mix of both live and pre-recorded demos.
Oh, that's interesting. So, like, what are the benefits of having those two options available? Well,
with the live demos, you get that real-time interactive element.
Right.
Which can be really engaging for attendees.
You know, yeah.
It allows for questions. You can clarify things.
Right.
Maybe even a little bit of back-and-forth banter with the presenter. It's fun.
Sure.
But then, of course, not everyone can make every live session.
Of course not. Different time zones, you've got conflicting schedules, life happens.
Exactly. And that's where those pre-recorded demos really come in handy.
That makes sense.
Gives people that flexibility to engage with the content at their own pace, on their own schedule.
That's a good point. That's actually one way virtual events can be even more flexible than in-person ones.
I think so too.
Everyone's on their own time.
It's all about, you know, offering options, different learning styles, preferences, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Okay. So how do we keep people engaged throughout the entire event?
So Event Anywhere has some great tips for this. And a lot of it comes back to that two-way communication that we were talking about earlier.
Right, right. Like those real-time polls and the Q&A sessions during presentations.
Exactly. And they take it a step further. They're like, why stop there?
Okay.
Why not have interactive quizzes, maybe some gamified challenges, even virtual scavenger hunts?
Oh, fun.
Just to keep things lively, you know?
Right, like those little extras you see at in-person events, like a photo booth or a game area, just to kind of get people interacting.
Exactly. Yeah, you agree.
And so more fun.
And Event Anywhere, they also really emphasize having a dedicated social feed built right into that virtual platform.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So attendees can connect with each other, share their thoughts, maybe do a little virtual networking.
Precisely.
I like it.
Think of it like a curated social media feed, but it's specifically for the event.
Okay.
Attendees can share updates, photos, you know, their reactions, even continue those conversations that maybe started during a presentation or in the networking lounge.
Oh, I love that. It's like capturing that buzz you feel when you're walking through a really busy trade show floor.
Exactly.
And you see everyone's excitement and their reactions firsthand.
And here's the thing, right? All of that social interaction, it creates super valuable data.
Oh, for sure.
For organizers and exhibitors.
Absolutely. That data is gold.
Exactly.
And Event Anywhere, they really seem to get that. They talk a lot about providing really robust analytics and reporting tools.
Oh, yeah. They're not just talking about basic attendance numbers here.
Okay.
Imagine being able to see which booths are getting the most traffic, which sessions have the highest engagement, even what people are saying about specific products or services on the social feed.
It's like a gold mine of information.
It is. And it lets organizers fine-tune future events based on, like, real data.
Right, because you can't improve what you don't measure.
Exactly. Makes them even more engaging and effective, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And then for exhibitors, it's all about figuring out what's really resonating with their target audience and then tailoring their approach. Makes sense.
So they get better results, right?
Absolutely. Now, just like a traditional trade show, sponsorship opportunities are still key for virtual events.
No, for sure.
But how does that actually translate to, you know, this online environment?
Well, Event Anywhere talks about getting creative with it, like virtual banners, okay, having sponsored booths within the virtual expo hall,
okay,
even things like sponsored speaking opportunities during those live sessions.
So similar ideas, just adapted for online.
Exactly.
It makes you wonder, though, with this much focus on technology, how do we keep that essential human element at these virtual events?
It's so important. And Event Anywhere really stresses that, you know, like the technology should be there to enhance that human connection.
Right.
Not to replace it.
It's about finding that balance, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Using technology to help make those interactions happen.
Right.
But not losing sight of why we even have these events in the first place.
Absolutely. And they actually give some really practical tips for doing that. Like, yeah.
They're big on exhibitors.
Yeah.
Using those live chat features in their booths.
Right.
To have, like, genuine conversations with people.
Yeah.
Not just sending out those canned responses.
Oh, totally. It's the difference between just getting a generic brochure.
Exactly.
Versus having someone really talk to you about your needs, your interests, you know?
Exactly. And even think about having, like, smaller, more focused networking sessions.
Okay.
Within the larger event.
Okay.
Maybe it's based on specific industries or interests, or even just, you know, casual meetups.
Right.
Where attendees can connect on a more personal level.
I like that it breaks things down into more manageable groups, which I don't know about you, but I always find those less intimidating than like a huge networking free-for-all.
It creates space for those like chance encounters.
Right.
that are harder to replicate
Yeah.
in a big impersonal setting.
Sure, for sure.
Even if it's virtual.
You got to be intentional about it.
Yes.
Creating those opportunities for connection. Okay, there was one other thing I wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
The accessibility factor.
Yes.
With virtual trade shows.
This is huge. This is where virtual events have a major advantage.
Right, because they can reach a global audience.
Right.
In a way that just isn't possible with the traditional in-person event.
Exactly.
Think about it. The cost of travel.
Yeah.
Taking time off work. Even just the logistics of getting to a physical location.
Totally.
Virtual events just eliminate all those barriers.
It's true. Someone from, like, South Africa,
right,
who's passionate about, I don't know, sustainable agriculture,
okay,
can attend a virtual trade show happening in Amsterdam,
believe, yeah,
without even getting on a plane.
Exactly. Exactly. It levels the playing field.
It does.
It creates opportunities for people to connect, share ideas.
For sure.
Who might never have had the chance otherwise.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And it also makes me think about, you know, people with disabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Who might face challenges getting to in-person events.
Absolutely.
Virtual events can be designed to be so much more accessible.
For sure.
Making sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to participate.
Love that.
That's something I hadn't even really considered, but it's so important.
It's huge.
When we talk about creating inclusive and equitable events, accessibility is key.
It all comes back to this idea that virtual events,
yeah,
that can be not just more accessible,
right,
but more human in a lot of ways.
I like that.
Using technology to break down those barriers, create a more inclusive experience for everyone.
Love that. So it feels like we've gone way beyond just like 10 tips.
I know, right?
For creating a virtual trade show. We've uncovered a whole new way of thinking about events, about connections.
Totally.
What's even possible in the online space.
Absolutely. The challenge is all our assumptions, right?
It really does.
About what an event can even be.
Totally.
And it comes down to this. With the right tools, a little creativity, and that people-centric approach.
Yeah.
We can create virtual events that are engaging, effective, and yes, please tell me.
Fun.
Okay, good. Had to check.
Gotta have the fun.
We gotta have the fun. It makes me wonder what other aspects of our lives could benefit from this kind of virtual transformation. But I think that's a deep dive for another day. Until then, keep exploring.